just yesterday. We had so much fun with that. We were singing like crazy. What? Oh, thank you. I just didn't want you to hear me singing. There, got it. Thank you. Thank you. That was fun, huh? Hey, we got to have you something for you to look at. We're so cute. Yeah, we're looking good. Yeah. Yeah, we did have fun yesterday. We had fun putting all that together. So I'm talking this morning about our experiment in faith, and we just described it. We just evidenced it for you. So how many of us are willing to experiment with our own faith? Ernest Holmes said, through this adventure in self-discovery, be willing to experiment. So what does that look like for you? So I have a story I want to tell you, and it's a story about a grandfather was passing his granddaughter's room one night, and he saw her kneeling on the floor beside her bed with her head bowed and her hands folded respectfully, doing the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And the grandfather said, honey, what are you doing? He asked her. And she explained, I'm saying my prayers. But she said, I can't think of just what I wanted to say. So I'm just saying all the letters of the alphabet. And God can put them together however God thinks they should be. Now that's faith. That's trusting in that divine presence. The book that I'm using is Love and Law, and it's the unpublished teachings, now it's published though, of Ernest Holmes, our founder. And in Love and Law, it said, Ernest Holmes says, I want you to think of yourself as living in divine mind. Think of yourself as living in divine mind. Now, since we don't have a screen, we're back to my great drawings. It's almost as good as my singing. There she is. So think of yourself as living in divine mind, and don't think of the mind as being in you. Rather, think of yourself as the center in this divine mind. Of course, the divine mind, Ernest goes on to say, of course, this divine mind flows through you. However, it's of great benefit to think of yourself as a center in it. So imagine, as this drawing is saying, do you get that? That this whole circle, this blue circle, is divine mind. And we are each a unique expression of that divine mind. It is in us. Ta-da! And it surrounds us. And the reason that I made it blue, I'll tell you a story. When I was becoming a practitioner, one of the things that happens is we have to do 3 to 4 years of study, and the last 2 years are totally in practitioner class. And each one of our practitioners has done 30 weeks in Prac 1 and 30 weeks in Prac 2. And then there's a written test, and then after the written test, there's an oral interview. And before I went to my oral interview, because I was really scared, I thought, oh, yeah. And this was years ago. This was in 1993. And so, but I prayed up the room, because it was in the church that I had grown up in. And I prayed up the room, and I went in there, and they always ask you in the beginning to please do a affirmative prayer, our prayer treatment, which is 5 steps. So I did. But I had prayed up that room for a week before I had to be there. And when I opened my eyes, the whole room was filled with this blue essence. And in that moment, I realized that God was in that room. That God was the surrounding essence of my being, and that it was one with me. And the panel that was listening to my prayer was very quiet. And they asked me, when are you going to be a minister? And I said, I'm not. They said, you just haven't gotten the call. I said, I'm not answering the phone. So now you know what happened. So this is a really important concept for us to get this morning, is that we are the center in divine mind. It surrounds us, and it is part of us. We can't get away from it. So let's take a moment for the sake of our experiment and say in faith, and to realize that we live and breathe and move our very being in divine mind. We're surrounded by and embraced by this and are never, ever separate. Now, I don't know about you, but there are times and events and circumstances that make us feel separate, don't we? I felt a little separate when I listened to that song and heard my voice and said, oops. So we don't always use this divine mind. We are not always recognizing that it's available to us. So what do? We use our human mind, our human thinking, and we criticize ourselves. We say, oh, that's horrible. Oh my gosh, you know, what are we going to do tomorrow? Or I'm not good enough, or I'm not strong enough, or you name it. What are you putting in those spaces? This is a normal human creation. Our human thought has nothing to do with our divine self. Because the infinite, the divine mind is infinite, changeless, eternal, and all the mind that there is. And we get to swim in that ocean of devotion, that magnificent expression of God's love. Because this is all love. Love is everywhere present around us, for us, through us. We are love, and we are loved. And it takes some work to understand that and to live from that place. Instead of thinking, my mind does so-and-so and so-and-so, ours is to remember, oh, wait, could I have God instead? Divine mind within me knows greater. And ours is to realize our word impresses this divine mind. Our word of love impresses this divine mind, and it responds to us from this place, not from this. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay. Ours is to realize that our word, what we speak, impresses this that surrounds us, and our word and our thinking is vastly important. Our word and our thoughts are powerful. If we think I'm sick, I'm not good enough, you know, and as I was doing this work, and you all saw me last week with the really not a happy back, and as I was putting this talk together, I realized, oh, that's right. You know, I have to be reminded. We all do. Because this stuff out there, I don't know about you, but it you know, it grabs us. And we have to say, whoa, wait a minute. There's a greater truth here. And that there is a greater essence and presence in this world. But first in my world. And so as I put this talk together, I'm sitting there working with that. I said, I totally forgot that. So I sat there and I spoke into that divine mind, not into the back that had been hurting. And I said, I know that there's a power that loves me and that can heal this back and that heals my body, my mind, and my very soul. And I give it permission to do that. I give it permission. That's our job. That's what we need to do, is we need to go and say that this has no power. This is a bad dream. When I think I'm sick, when I think I'm less than, when I think that life isn't working for me. It's a bad dream. All we have to do is say, oh, that's a bad dream. What's the dream that you want to dream? What is the truth that you want to have take place in your life? Ernest Holmes said, if we do not learn to control what we think, our thinking will control us. Anybody understand that one?
Yeah.
Good. I don't know about you, but sometimes my thinking does control me, and I totally forget that I live in the infinite wisdom of the divine mind. It's like exercise, you guys. Could have God instead. And when you see things out in the world that you don't like, then you've got to stop and be in that divine mind and say, I know the power of God is working in that country, working in those churches, in the synagogues, with the Syrian people. And I don't know how, but I know it's the truth. And bless each life that has been taken. And bless the lives that have taken the lives. Too many of us say to ourselves, "That's, I'm sick, I'm weak, I'm unhappy," and we forget that our beliefs create our reality. Because I don't know about you, but when I get into that place, and I did yesterday, when I, you know, saw or heard that that first song wasn't going to work, okay, let's start from the beginning. It's like, and that's a simple thing, but however, we forget that our belief creates our reality. How does being angry about anything support you and your wellness? But however, when we realize that I live in love and there's a power that supports me, everything I think, all that I do, then help me to love the people that are now in my life or the strangers I meet on the street. Because I want to make a difference right here, right now. And so there's a part of Ernest Holmes in Love and Law that I really think is important to read. And he says, so the practice of metaphysics is the practice of a systematic system of thinking which arises from our consciousness. It is a systematic turning of all belief in limitation, in sickness, in death, in hell, in damnation, in evil, in everything that is unsatisfactory out of our thought, and turning into our thinking everything that is just the opposite. If I'm thinking illness, my job is to think wellness. Turn that which is negative into that which is beautiful, and that which is loving, that which is harmonious. It's not always easy. And yet that's where our sense of the divine mind comes from. An experiment in faith. The greatest adventure in life would be an experiment with ourselves to see what we could do with the divine mind, to see what's possible for us in faith that is ever present, always available. All I have to do is change my thinking, I change my life. We say that all the time, but this is what it talks about. It's an experiment in self-discovery. And this self-discovery will absolutely lead each one of us to changes in consciousness. I guarantee it. My life has changed because of it. So here's the truth. You are a perfect creation of an intelligent universe. Living proof, the artwork. You have been given a unique set of gifts, a unique set of talents that only you can express. Further, there is a power within you, surrounding you, that is unstoppable. Once it is activated. It is activated by your realization of it. You're surrounded in it. It's up to you to believe in it and to trust it. It's up to each one of us to open to our own experience, our own experiment of faith. Could have had God instead. So join me now in prayer. And so we recognize that there is only one power, one life, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. I call this the divine, the beloved, God, Spirit, the infinite. By whatever name, there is only one life, and that life is unique and uniquely expressing in and through and as my very being. For I recognize that I am the beloved place where God shows up. I am blessed and I am a blessing. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, know that I speak the word of God, and it is my pleasure and pure delight to speak this word for and about each and every one here today. That each one is a unique divine expression of that one life and that one power in whom God is well pleased, expressing and experiencing the fullness of life in us, through us, and as us, is the gift of faith and trust. So I'm knowing and accepting that where there is a need for a healing, that miracle-working power of God's unique expression in you, through you, and as you is that is taking place. And beyond these walls, to the world, to all hearts, to everyone, everywhere, may there be peace. And so knowing greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in this divine mind, I trust it, I recognize it, I release this, my word, into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. Returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, full of life, full of love, full of the divine, that divine mind. And we just let God do God's work. And if you agree with anything I've said here or would like to, please join me in saying, and so it is.
Amen.
Amen.